Christ alone. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all the wonders and miracles you have wrought in our lives. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for making your grace sufficient for us. Thank you for your strength that has destroyed our weaknesses. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to know you. Thank you for the grace to be called by you out of darkness into your wonderful light. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you have been doing among us as we pray on this platform. We thank you for the prayers you have answered. We thank you for healing miracles, deliverance miracles, financial breakthroughs. We thank you for placing your honor upon our lives. Thank you for using our situations to reveal the greatness of your power. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our shame into glory and honor and celebration and rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for battles you fought for us and you give us victories. We thank you, Lord, for reaching out to save our souls from the power of sin. Thank you for the grace to live a life that is pleasing at your sight. Thank you for the grace to live a pure and holy life. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your promises, for our lives, callings, and destinies. We thank you because your mighty hand shall fulfill these promises. And we shall testify of your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your protection and preservation. That we have received from you. Thank you for preserving our family members from destruction. Thank you for preserving our relatives from terrible sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a new beginning that has come upon our lives. We thank you for a new day, a new glory that has come upon us. We thank you because henceforth our lives shall no longer remain the same. We thank you because you're going to change everything in our lives to glorify your name. We thank you because you're going to make our lives beautiful. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come to you once again. We have come to seek you. We have come to pray. We have come to worship you. We have come to praise you. We have come to pour out our hearts unto you. Lord, I ask that you meet us at the point of our needs. I ask, O God, that you stretch forth your hand to bless us, to help us, to revive us in the name of Jesus. Thank thank you, Father, because we know you shall do great things. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord will do operations that will produce miracles in your life. I believe that God will do operations that will lead to your breakthroughs and prosperity in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to play some worship songs, and after that we shall go into prayer points. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done for us, hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. For the Lord God, holy, potent, reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, only potent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, He holds my future. My My life is worth a living just because he lives, because Jesus lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be his name, blessed be the name of the Lord, of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified, you are worthy to, oh Lord, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jesus. Oh Lord, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like him. I am that I am, there is no one like him. Oh, covenant keeping God, there is no one like him. Alpha, Omega. living God, there is no one like you. God of Israel, there is no one like you. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are Yahweh, yeah. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, yeah. You are Yahweh, King of Glory, you are Yahweh, Alpha. Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Ancient of Days. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, King of the universe, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, Most High. You are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. You are the Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Our faithful God, He's on His throne. Have faith in God. He watches over His own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on His throne. He's on His throne. Have faith in God. He watches over His own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God is on his throne. He's on his throne. Our faith in God, he won Jesus over his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. He must prevail. Our faith in God, our faith in God. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our world, for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship him with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your mind, with everything within you. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the God of Israel. Worship the great I am. The I am that I am. The one who was and is and is to come. The beginning and the ending. The first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. Worship him, for he's a great God. Worship him, for he's faithful. He's great, he's wonderful, he's powerful, he's strong, he's glorious, he's merciful. He is your helper, he is your healer, he is your deliverer, he is your redeemer. He is your restorer. He is a miracle worker. I want us to worship him. Begin to worship him with your voice. Worship your God. Worship the Most High God. The God of heaven and the earth. The God of Israel. The God of all flesh. Worship the rock of Israel. Worship our defender. Our Savior, our Father, worship him. Oh Lord, we worship you. There is none like you, Father. There is none greater than you. There is none stronger than you. There is none mightier than you. You are everything we need. And all that we need is in you. All that we will need is in you. King of Israel, we worship you. Lord of hosts, we worship you. We praise you for who you are. For you are so gracious. You are so faithful. You are so kind. You are so loving. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. And we thank you for what you are going to do in our lives. Oh God, we bless your name. Father, we praise you. We thank you for your outstretched hand that is going to help us, that is going to deliver us. Your outstretched hand that is going to work miracles in our lives. We thank you for your visitations. We thank you for your helps. We thank you for your caring. Thank you for caring for us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for answers to prayers. Thank you for grace to overcome battles of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for wonderful promises you have released concerning us, wonderful revelations of good things you have revealed to us. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. We welcome you right here, Lord. Have your way. Take your place and do what only you can do. Do wonders that will reveal your glory. Do wonders that will make your name glorified. Do wonders that will lead to praises of your name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Yeah. I welcome you once again to the Lord's praises. And I believe he's going to help you. Amen. You're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for all the good works you have done in my favor. Thank you for all the miracles you have done. Thank you for all the signs and wonders you have done. Thank you for all the blessings you have sent into my life. Begin to say, Father, thank you for everything you have done in my favor. Everything you have done for my good. Everything you have done to help me. Everything you have done to give me peace and joy. Everything you have done to give me comfort. Everything you have done to lift up my life, to strengthen my life, to help my situations. Thank you for all that you have done. Begin to thank God like that. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done in my life. Thank you for every good work you have done in my life. Thank you for everything you have done in my life. Thank you for showing me mercies. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for strengthening me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for empowering me. Thank you for pouring out your grace upon my life. Thank you for everything you have done in my life. Thank you for protection. Thank you for provisions. Thank you for giving me victories. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, I thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you have done. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for your helps I have received. Thank you for your touch upon me. Thank you, Lord, for progress you have given to me. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to me. Thank you for spiritual growth you have given to me. Thank you for everything I have received from you, both the ones I know and the ones I don't know, both the ones I can see and the ones I cannot see. Lord, thank you for all that I have received from you. Thank you for all that you are doing in my life. Thank you, faithful Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to pray this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, visit me. In your mercy, visit me and help me. Visit my life, visit my situations, and help me by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, in your mercy, visit me. Say, Father, in your mercy, visit me and help me. Visit me, touch me, help me. Visit me, touch me, deliver me. Visit me, touch me, restore me. Visit me, touch me, move my life forward. Visit me now and change my life into your glory. Change my life into your greatness. Change my life, change the situations of my life to reveal your glory in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, in your mercy, visit me now. Visit me now and do me good. Visit me now and help me in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit me. Lord, visit me. Lord, visit me. Visit my family. Visit my finances. Visit my marriage. Visit my career. Visit my spouse. Visit my children. Visit my grandchildren. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, visit my home and help us. Visit me and help me. Begin to talk to him like that. Say, Lord, according to your mercy, visit my life today. Visit my life right now and help me in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Bless me. Visit me. Bless me. Visit me. Help me now in the name of Jesus. In your mercy, O God, visit my life. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, include my life among those you are visiting at this time. Say, Father, enlist me among people you are visiting at this time, people you are visiting to change their lives, people you are visiting for transformation, people you are visiting so that you can glorify their lives and callings. Lord, let me be included. Let me be enlisted among them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, include me, enlist me among people you are visiting all over the world, among people you are visiting to change their lives, among people you are visiting to help, among people you are visiting to support. Lord, let my life be included. Let my life be included. Each cent of this, let me be part of them. Let me be part of them. Everyone you are visiting at this time, all over the world, Lord, include me among them. Qualify me to be part of them by your mercy. Qualify me by your mercy to be part of them in the name of Jesus. Qualify me by your mercy to be part of them in the name of Jesus. Men and women that you are visiting at this time all over the world, Lord, include my life, include my ministry, include my career, include my destiny, include my calling, include my marriage. Visit my life, oh God. Let me be part of those you are visiting at this time. Let me be part of those that are experiencing your miracles at this time. Let me be part of those that are receiving encounters from you at this time. Life-changing encounters. Lord, let me be part of those people. In the name of Jesus, include me, oh God, among those people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come against every darkness. Every darkness attached to my life. Every darkness following my life, destroying God's honor in my life. Removing. Relegating God's honor in my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every darkness following my life, every darkness attached to my life that is destroying the honor of God in my life, destroying the divine honor in my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy destroy such darkness now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness upon me that is making the honor of God to be ridiculed in my life, that is making the honor of God to be relegated, making the honor of God to be shamed in my life, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every darkness that is causing the honor of God in my life to be reproached, every darkness causing the honor of God in my life to be disgraced, every darkness causing the honor of God in my life to be covered and not revealed and not manifested, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, henceforth, the honor God has placed in my life, begin to speak, begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, henceforth, let the honor the Lord has placed in my life begin to manifest. Let the honor the Lord has placed in my calling, the honor the Lord has placed in my career, the honor the Lord has placed in my ministry, the honor the Lord has placed in my life and destiny, let it begin to shine. Let it begin to manifest. Let it begin to prevail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray for God's mercy. Yeah, you're still going to pray for God's mercy. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. I want to experience a great turnaround. I want to experience a glorious shift. I want to experience an elevation. Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. It is when God shows you mercy that things will change for good in your life. It is when God shows you mercy that you will move forward. Begin to pray, say, Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. I do not want things to continue the same way they have been for years in my life. I do not want things to continue to look bad in my life. I do not want things to continue to look negative in my life. Oh Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Say, Lord, I want to experience a great turnaround. I want to experience a shift into glory. I want to experience a shift into greatness. I want to experience a shift into great prosperity. I want to experience a shift into elevation. I want to experience a shift into goodness. Oh Lord, let your mercy walk in my life. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Begin to talk to God like that. Father, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Let there be a glorious shift in my life. Lord, let things change. Let things change for good in my life. Let things change for good in my life. In the name of Jesus, let stagnation in my life end. Let suffering in my life end. Let hardship in my life end. Let slavery in my life end. Let oppressions in my life end. Lord, let your mercy speak for me. I begin to pray like that. If you really want him to change, to change things in your life. Continue to talk to him. Say, Lord, help me by your mercy. Lord, help me by your mercy. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. I want to see things turn around for good in my life. I want to see my life as ascend into a higher level. I want to see my life ascend into a place of honor and glory and greatness. Oh God of Israel, I want to see my life ascend into a place of great achievement, into a place of prosperity and abundance of riches and wealth. I want to see my life ascend into the place of manifestation. I want to see my life ascend into the place of fulfillment of destiny. I want to see my life ascend into the place you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, show me mercy. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy walk in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me by your Holy Spirit to begin to do things that will put me under your mercy. Help me by your Holy Spirit to begin to do things that will put that will remove me from your judgment, that will remove me from your anger and put me under your mercy. Help me to do what is right in your sight. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, by your Holy Spirit that is in me, lead me to begin to do things that will qualify me for mercy. Lead me to begin to do things that will put me under the atmosphere of mercy. Lead me, guide me to do things that would provoke mercy to speak for me, that will make mercy to work for me. Lord, lead me to do things, lead me to do actions, lead me to do good works, lead me to behave in a way that your mercy will work for me. Lord, lead me to do what is right in your sight so that I can be under your mercy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, lead me by your Holy Spirit. Guide me by your Holy Spirit to begin to do things that will put me under your mercy. I'm not under judgment. I'm not under your anger. Lord, I want to be under your mercy. I'm not under judgment. I'm not under your anger. Lead me to do things that will put me under your mercy. Lead me to do things that will qualify me for mercy. Lead me to do things that will qualify me to receive mercy from you. Help me by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. There's a place in the scripture that says, it says, when the Lord turned, when the Lord turned around, yeah, or when the Lord delivered the people from captivities, yeah, it says they were like they that dream. They were like they that dream. Yeah, so when the mercy of God speaks for you, it will be like you are dreaming. Yeah, because God begins to do unimaginable things. God begins to do what you are not even expecting. God begins to do beyond the expectation. So when the Lord visits you by mercy, things will change, and it will look like you are dreaming, because certain things you never thought would work out for good in your life will begin to work out, because God has decided to show you mercy. So you're going to pray again. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, show me mercy. Show me mercy and let my life move forward. Let me experience a progress all around. Let me experience all around progress in my life by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, by your mercy, let me begin to experience all-round progress. All-round progress. All-round progress. All-round progress. Speedy progress. A progress that happens with speed. Lord, let me begin to experience speedy progress. By the reason of your mercy, begin to pray like that. By the reason of your mercy, Lord, let me experience speedy progress. Let me experience speedy progress. Let my life move forward with speed. By the reason of your mercy, let my life move forward with speed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, by the reason of your mercy, move my life forward on every side. Move my life forward on every side. Move my life forward on every side. Projects that have been suspended in my life for years, projects that should have been completed since many years ago, Lord, by your mercy, let this project be completed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that good things I should have achieved since many years ago, Lord, by your mercy, let me begin to achieve those good things. In the name of Jesus, the success I should have attained many years ago, Lord, by your mercy, let me attain those successes now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray that places I should have reached physically, spiritually, places, realms I should have reached, I should have attained. Oh Lord, by your mercy, take me there. Take me there. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Believe me, when the mercy of God speaks for you, that is when things turn around drastically. That is when things turn around almost instantly. Begin to pray, say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Let your mercy visit me and let me experience progress with speed. Let every suspended project, let them be completed. Every project I started, I couldn't finish. Every good thing I should have achieved for years, and I have not even achieved anything that looks like them. Lord, let your mercy help me to achieve them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The scripture I was quoting is the book of Psalm 126. 126, it says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. So that means that the people of Zion, they weren't expecting that God would fight for them. That God would fight for them the way he fought for them. They weren't expecting that. That was why it were like a dream. Yeah, because they felt all hope is lost. They felt, we are already beyond redemption. They felt like we were already beyond restoration. But suddenly God came in, he fought for them, and they were like them that dream. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, oh God, arise. arise and fight for me by your mercy. Oh God, arise, fight for me by your mercy and turn around my life for good. Turn everything around in my life for good. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, arise and fight for me. Oh God, arise and fight for me. I am surrounded by deadly enemies. I am surrounded by terrible enemies. I am surrounded by enemies that are stronger than I am. I am surrounded by enemies like a lion, enemies like vipers, enemies like pythons. Oh Lord, they are ready to destroy me. They are ready to swallow up my life. Oh God, arise, fight for me. Arise and fight for me. I believe your brain. Say, God, arise and fight for me and let things change in my life. Let things change in my life. Let my life turn around. Let my life turn around for good. Let my life be delivered. Fight for me, oh God, and deliver my life from the hand of destroyers. Deliver my destiny from the hand of those who have enslaved it. Deliver my life, deliver my calling from the hand of those who are manipulating and controlling it. Oh Lord, fight for me. He shattered the day after. In the name of Jesus, fight for me, Father. Arise in your mercy and fight for me. I believe you're praying like that. So Lord, arise and fight for me. When God show you mercy, that is when he fights battles you could not win. Battles you have been fighting for a long time and you can't win. That is when God show you mercy. You will fight that battle and he will give you victory. They begin to pray, say, Father, arise in your mercy, fight for me. Fight for me. Fight for me. For my enemies are too stronger than I am. For my enemies are ready to destroy my life. My enemies are ready to enslave my life forever. My enemies are ready to control my life against your will and purposes. Oh Lord, arise and fight for me. 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 Oh God of Israel, oh Lord of hosts, arise and fight for me. And as you fight for me, let my life turn around for good. Let everything begin to change for good. Let everything in my life, everything in my environment, everything in my career, everything in my marriage, everything in my calling, everything in my ministry, everything in my destiny, everything in my business, let everything change for good as you fight for me, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. So meaning that God suddenly visited those people and he changed the way they were to something completely different. Yeah. I don't know how your life is right now. Yeah, but just a visitation from God can change the look of your life into a form that is completely different. God's visitation can change your life and it will look as if you never had a problem. It will look as if you had never been poor. It will look as if you had never been enslaved. It will look as if there were never a captivity in your life. So you're going to pray once again. You're going to say, Father, visit me by your mercy and change the face of my life. Change the look of my life. Change the appearance of my life. to something completely different, to something glorious, to something great, to something beautiful, to something wonderful. Begin to pray like that. Leha shalada hata jeneva diala susa. Hende shekada tajina diali shiri hasosaria. Oh God of Israel, visit my life by mercy and change the face of my life. Change the look of my life. Change the appearance of my life to something completely different. Change my life completely, oh God, as you did for Zion. And they were like they that dream. Lord, I am in Zion. I am your child, and I am in Zion. Lord, you can change my life again. You said, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. You said, upon Mount Zion, there shall be holiness. You said, upon Mount Zion, the people shall possess their possessions. Lord, I am part of the people in Zion, because I am in Christ Jesus. Therefore, Lord, visit my life and change the face of my life. Change the face of my life. Change the look of my life. Change the appearance of my life. Let my life be transformed into something completely different from what I am now. Let my life be transformed into something completely different. Something entirely different. Something glorious. Something powerful. Something great. Something wonderful. Something victorious. Lord, let my life change. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, visit my life. Turn my life around. Change the face of my life. Change the face of my life to something beautiful. Change the appearance of my life to something prosperous, to something wealthy, to something rich, to something great and powerful. Oh Lord of hosts, visit my life. Change the face of my life. Thank you, Father. Let my life reveal your beauty and glory. Change the face of my life to reveal your beauty and glory. To reveal your grace and power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says they were like them that dream. So which means that what God did to them happened suddenly. It happened in a twinkle of an eye. Sometimes God will do some changes in a progressive manner. And then sometimes God will do some changes in a sudden manner. So when the Bible says they were like they that dream, the Bible means that the change happened suddenly. Yeah, it means that the change that happened to them from heaven happened suddenly. The deliverance that happened to them from heaven happened suddenly. And I can see the same thing happen in the life of some of you even here tonight. I can see God doing a sudden change in your life because he wants to glorify himself. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit my life by your mercy and cause a sudden change. Cause a sudden change that will glorify your name forever in my life. Cause a sudden change that will glorify your name forever in my life. Begin to pray like that. I'm talking about a change that will happen in a twinkle of an eye. I'm talking about a change that would not take 1 hour. I'm talking about a change that would not take 24 hours. A change that will be very quick, very sudden. That is the kind of change I'm talking about. Talk to God, say, Lord, visit me by your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Do a sudden change. Change my life suddenly to reveal the greatness of you to the world, to demonstrate your glory to the nations. Thank you. people, Lord. So Lord, visit my life and cause a sudden positive change that will glorify your name forever in my life. Thank you, Lord. In my ministry, in my calling, in my career, in my business, in my job, in my marriage, in my finances, in my family, oh God, visit me by your mercy, cause a sudden positive change that will make your name glorified forever in my life. A sudden powerful change, a sudden glorious change. Let it happen in my life. Father, let it happen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. It says that we were like them that dream. And then verse 2, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. He said their mouth was filled with laughter. Their mouths were filled with laughter when the Lord visited them. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, visit me and do a sudden miracle that will cause me to rejoice, that will cause me to praise you, that will cause me to dance to praise you, that will cause me to be filled with laughter, that will cause me to sing praises unto your name, that will cause me to rejoice and celebrate. Oh Lord, visit my life. Do a sudden miracle. Begin to pray like that. As you did for these people in this scripture, Lord, visit my life. Do the same thing. Visit my life and perform a sudden miracle. A sudden miracle that will fill my mouth with laughter. A sudden miracle that will fill my tongue with singing. A sudden miracle that will make me to rejoice and praise your name forever. A sudden miracle that will make me celebrate your faithfulness in everywhere I find myself. Lord, do these wonders in the name of Jesus. Do these wonders in my life that will make me and my entire family, that will make me and everyone around me to burst into rejoicing and laughter, that will make me and everyone around me to begin to sing praises unto your name. Lord, do sudden miracles in my life that will cause this to happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, then the unbelievers will say among themselves that the Lord has done great things for them. The unbelievers will say among themselves that the Lord has done great things for them. Why? Because God did something they could not believe. God did something that is too great for them beyond their imagination. That is too greater than their imagination. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move in my life, walk in my life, operate in my life, and do great things that we surprise everyone. Say, Father, move in my life, walk in my life, operate in my life, do great things, that we surprise everyone, that we surprise unbelievers, that we shock everyone, because they never expected such things, because it is too beyond their human reasoning, because it is too beyond their human wisdom and senses. Lord, move in my life, walk in my life, operate in my life, do great things that will surprise everyone, do great things that will surprise the nations, do great things that will surprise my generation, do great things that will surprise all that will see them. Lord, move in my life, do great things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. The Lord is telling me that He wants to give promotion and awareness to what you are doing. You know, usually people go to media platforms, TV, radio stations, social media to promote what they are doing, to promote their businesses, to promote their careers. But God wants to do a promotion in your life, that is beyond what the media can do. A promotion that is beyond what TV, radio can do. A promotion of what He has placed inside of you. God wants to promote the gifts you have, the talent you have, the potentials you have. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, promote that which you have committed into my hands so that more people all over the world can be blessed. Lord, send promotion into the works of my hands so that more people across the world can be blessed, so that more people across the world can receive of what you have placed in me for the nations, what you have placed in my hands for the world. Lord, send promotion to these things. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Father, promote the gifts you have given to me. Promote the skills you have given to me. Promote the potentials you have given to me. Promote the talents you have given to me. That they may bless nations all over the world. That they may bless peoples all over the world. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, the assignment you have given to me, let it be heavily promoted. Far beyond what the media can do. Far beyond what social media can do. Let the work you have placed in my hand be promoted supernaturally. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, promote the gifts you have placed in me. The talent you have placed in me. The grace you have placed in me, let them be promoted now in the name of Jesus, that many all over the world may be blessed, that many across the nations may be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to be committed to things that will change lives. Help me to be committed to doing things that will change the lives of people. Help me to be committed to doing things that we change the lives of men positively in the name of Jesus. Help me to be committed to do things in a way that men will be blessed, in a way that men's lives will be transformed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, help me to be committed. Help me to be committed to doing things that will change lives of men. To doing things that will change lives of men positively. Things that will influence the lives of men positively. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be committed to doing things that has potential to change lives of men, to change lives and destinies of men. Lord, help me to be committed to such things in the name of Jesus. Help me to be devoted to doing such things in the name of Jesus. Help me to be committed to doing things that will liberate the lives and destinies of people from captivities of the devil. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, whatsoever I am doing, with my life, with my time, with my days, there is contrary to what you want me to do. Oh, Father, take them away from me in the name of Jesus. So whatsoever I am doing with my life, with my days, that is contrary to what you want me to do, Lord, take them away from me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I don't want to live a wasted life. Say, Father, I don't want to live a life that has no impact on my generation. Lord, anything I am doing with my life, with my time, with my days, that is contrary to what you want me to do, Lord, take them away from me. In the name of Jesus, take them away from me. In the name of Jesus, anything I'm doing with the hours you have given to me, anything I'm doing with the time you have given to me, that is not in line with what you want me to do, Lord, take them away from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says in verse 3 of that chapter, Psalm 126, verse 3, it says, the Lord has done great things for us. Great things for us, whereof we are glad. And verse 4 says, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let anointing that solves difficult problems be released into my life now. Say, Father, let the anointing that solves difficult problems be released into my life now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. She had the Tana Kekiala, she has so her Tashibadia, Mashibada the Hatajada, Leherosh the Nara Sasajutia, Lesh the Nida Gasuishima Sanana. Lord, the anointing that solved difficult problems, release into my life now. In the name of Jesus, the anointing that solves difficult problems, Father, release into my life now. In the name of Jesus, anointing that solves difficult problems, anointing that solves problems that are beyond medical interventions, anointing that solves problems that are beyond human wisdom and reasoning, anointing that solve problems no one on earth can solve. Lord, let such anointing be released into my life now. Anointing that solves difficult problems, Lord, let them be released now into my life. Let such anointing walk with me now. Let such anointing begin to walk with me. Let such anointing begin to work for me. Let such anointing begin to work in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, it is not difficult for streams to flow. It's not difficult for rivers to flow. Yeah. So the same way, it shouldn't be difficult for you to rise. It shouldn't be difficult for you to possess your possessions. It shouldn't be difficult for you to become who God says you are. It shouldn't be difficult. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, connect my life with the power and grace that will move me from where I am now to where I am supposed to be in destiny. Say, Father, connect my life with the power and grace that will move me from where I am now to where I am supposed to be in destiny by now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Ndijia kebala haroshte nasaria. Lehashana de kagia suzuando shibata. Heshtenada kagasha saramalashta. Lord, connect me with the power and grace that will move me from where I am now to where I'm supposed to be in destiny by now. Let my life, let the joy of my life be connected to such power and grace. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. In the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, Lord of hosts, connect me with the power, with the anointing, with the grace that will move me from where I am now to where I am supposed to be in destiny by now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray like this. We're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost Uproot every seed of frustration and hardship the devil has planted into my life. Say in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every seed of frustration and hardship and pain and suffering and poverty the enemy has planted into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every seed of frustration, every seed of hardship, every seed of backwardness, every seed of slavery, every seed of suffering, every seed of pains, sorrows, poverty, every seed of setbacks the enemy has planted into my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them, Thank you, Lord. As you are praying, it is happening. As you are praying, it is happening. Every seed of slavery, I command fire of the Holy Ghost to uproot them now from your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, every seed that is making you to serve people that should serve you, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now from your life. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God upon every strange personalities of darkness that have combined themselves with my journey of life to make my life difficult. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I invoke the anger of God to destroy every strange personalities of darkness that have combined themselves with my journey of life to make the journey of my life difficult. Let the anger of God destroy them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I invoke the anger of God now to destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, anger of God, destroy them. Anger of God, destroy them. Strange beings, whether physical beings or spiritual, whether visible or invisible, every strange beings, strange personalities that are walking with me in my journey of life to make my life journey difficult, to make my destiny journey difficult. Oh, anger of God, waste them now. Thank you, Lord. She didn't take her soul. In the name of Jesus, anger of God, waste them all now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send confusion. Send a confusion that will never end upon the gathering of my enemies. Upon every gathering. scattering and network of my enemies. Let Lord send a confusion upon them, a confusion that will never end. Lord send upon them so that they continue to fail, so that they continue to fail in attacking me. In the name of Jesus, so that they continue to fail, so that their operations continue to fail. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, send an eternal confusion upon the gathering of my enemies. Send a confusion that will never end upon the gathering of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, that they may not be able to carry out their operations against me, that they may not be able to succeed in attacking me. Lord, send upon every gathering of satanic agents. Thank you, Lord. Every gathering of demonic agents, every gathering of marine agents, every gathering of witchcraft agents, Lord, send your confusion upon them. Send your confusion upon every one of them, that they may never be able to carry out their evil works against me. In the name of Jesus, a confusion that will not end. A confusion that will not end. Let it fall upon them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, one by one, let them be confused. Let them become mad, that they may never be able to continue their attacks against my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, release your angels of destruction to destroy every prison cage that have imprisoned my life and destiny for years. Yeah. So you're going to say, O Lord of hosts. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to say, O Lord of hosts, send your angels of destruction to destroy every prison cage, every prison building that have imprisoned my life and destiny for years. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Now, in the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Every prison building, every demonic prison cage, demonic prison buildings that have imprisoned my life and destiny for years. Let the angels of destruction of the Most High God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the angels of destruction from heaven destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, O Lord of hosts, release your angels of destruction to destroy prisons that have imprisoned my life and destiny for years. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. Father, let your mighty hand destroy every work the enemy has done. Every work the enemy is doing to give me a bitter future, to give me a future that is worse, a future that is terrible. Lord, let your mighty hand destroy such works now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lakisha harade dihata ta dihala sadada. Hesheke dihaswa rubashia. Begin to pray, say, Father, let your mighty hand destroy every work the enemy has done. Everyone the enemy is doing now to influence my future negatively, to give me a future that is bitter, to give me a failed future, to give me a future of failure. Let your mighty hand destroy such works now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every work that has been done by the enemy, every work that is currently being done by the enemy to ensure that I don't have a successful future, to ensure that I don't have a bright future, to ensure that I don't have a glorious and great future, Lord, let them be destroyed. Let your mighty hand destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Let your mighty hand destroy them now. Let your mighty hand destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. In verse 5 of that scripture, Psalm 126, verse 5, it says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Yeah. What does that mean? It means that God rewards sacrifices. Yeah, for you to sow in tears means that you are sowing in pains. Yeah, it means that you are doing things that you would not naturally want to do. Yeah, you are doing things that even your flesh does not want you to do. But the Lord is saying in that scripture that if you sow in tears, you will reap in joy. If you sow in tears, you will reap in joy. So the question for you is, how much have you sown into the kingdom of God? How much have you sown into the kingdom of God? How much of your life have you sown? How much of your skills, your potentials, have you sown? How much of your time have you sown? How much of your resources have you sown? For they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You're going to pray, God. I want us to pray about the sowing part. Yeah, before we come to the reaping part, we're going to pray. We're going to say, Lord, give me a heart that is sacrificial. The reason why many of you have not left the level that you have now is because you are not a sacrificial Christian. That is why you have not left the level you are now for years. Yeah, it's because you are not a sacrificial Christian. And David said something. He said, how can I give God something that will not cost me? Meaning that something that I will not feel that I gave this to God. Yeah, if you're always giving to God things you can easily give to anyone, yeah, then you're not a sacrificial Christian. If you only do for God things you can always do for anyone, or things you can always, you know, that you can easily do, it doesn't cost you anything, then you're not a sacrificial Christian. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Say, Father, give me a heart that is sacrificial. Because except you sow, you will not reap. That is the divine rule. And then you might be asking, what do I have to sow? You have a lot to sow. So you are going to pray. Say, Father, give me a heart that is sacrificial. In the name of Jesus, give me a heart to live a sacrificial Christian life. Not a comfortable Christian life. Some people, they want to live a convenient Christian life. They don't want to go out of their comfort zone. They don't want to do things that are in, you know, that is not convenient. So that God can be glorified. They don't want to do anything. They don't want anything that is not comfortable. Talk to God. So Lord, give me a heart to live a sacrificial Christian life. Give me a heart to live a sacrificial Christian life. Talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. So Lord, give me a heart that is sacrificial. Give me a heart to live a sacrificial Christian life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So you may be asking yourself, what do I have to sow? You have a lot to sow into God's kingdom. You have a life to sow. Yeah, the Bible says that except a seed, a corn, falls down to the ground and dies, it cannot produce other corns. Yeah. Yeah. If you have ever done farming before, if a farmer wants to get more of a crop, what he will do is to plant the seed of that crop so that he can get more of it. And usually you get much more than you have planted. So you can ask me, what can you sow? You have a life to sow. God needs your life. He needs your life. Before God will be interested in anything you have, before God will be interested in any physical thing you have to give to Him, God wants you first. He wants your life first. He wants a life that is not ambitious. He wants a life that is not carnal. He wants a life that is dead to self. So you cannot sow. If you are the type that cares so much about yourself, you care so much about your life, you can't sow. And even if you sow anything, it might not reap anything to you. So the first thing you must sow into God's kingdom is your life, your very life. You must give all of your life to God. You must lay down all of your life. You must surrender all of your life. And it is not easy to do that. It is painful to do that. If you think it is easy, it's because you have not done it. It is not easy to lay down all your life to God. And those people that think they have done it, is because they think it's easy because they have not done it. And they are not doing it. They are not laying down their lives. So to lay down your life is one of the most painful things to do in your Christian journey. Because everything you like, almost everything you like, is not what God likes. So you have to kill them all. You have to deny them all. So you are going to pray for your son. You're going to say, Father, I want to sow my life completely into you, into your kingdom, into your ways. I want to lay down my life. Say, Lord, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to lay down my life. I want to sow my life. Help me to do it in the name of Jesus. I want to sow my life to you. I want to sow my life into your kingdom. I want to sow my life to the Spirit. I want to hand over my life to you. I want to give you all of my life. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, I want to sow my life. I want to die to my flesh, to myself. I want to die to my human nature, my Adamic nature. I want you to take my life and give me your whole life to live. So, Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when I say it's not easy to sow your life, maybe you don't understand what it means. It means that you are revoking your own will. You are revoking your own decisions. You are revoking your own desires. So you are saying that from now onward, my will does not matter anymore. My feelings does not matter anymore. My desires does not matter anymore. My ambitions does not matter anymore. So from now on, I am not living for myself anymore. So it's more or less like you are saying that you are nobody. That you are only what God makes of your life. That is what it means. And not many people are doing this. Even those that say they are doing this, they are not doing it. Because it is not easy to do that. But there is a grace. If you are willing, there is a grace that will help you to sow your life to the Lord. To sow your life to the Lord. So you're going to pray that prayer once again. Say, Father, give me grace to completely sow my life to you. To completely sow my life to you. Without any reservation, without holding anything back, give me grace to completely hand over my life to you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Many people who think they have done this have not done it. In fact, a large number of Christians have not done this thing. Though they say, I have surrendered my life to Jesus, is a lie. Is a big lie. When God tests them to prove it, they fail because they have not done it. So, Lord, give me grace to completely sow my life to you without holding anything back. I hope you are sincerely praying this prayer. Yeah, because God will give you grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One thing I know about a life that is completely sown to God is that you will get back is always far glorious than what you laid down. Yeah, when you lay down your life to the Lord, when you surrender all to the Lord, what you will get, you will get back from the Lord. The life you will now get back from the Lord is always far glorious and greater than what you sown, than what you have sown, than what you have laid down. Yeah, that is what I know about sowing your life. Yeah, but devil have deceived so many people. They feel like all this touch thing. Yeah, don't allow them to destroy your life. That's how they say, surrender all to Jesus, leave everything, follow Jesus, and then you your life become miserable, and then you start suffering, and then you start begging. Yeah, because they say you should give all your life. Yeah, that's what some people say. It's because they don't know God, and they don't know the kingdom of God. So you're going to pray again. If you sow all your life to God, God will make your life too beautiful. Yeah, the life you will receive from God will be too wonderful, too beautiful. If you can do that, because you will never regret that you sown your life. You will be thanking God that He helped you to do that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am ready to trade my life. To trade my life for a better life you will give me. Say, Lord, I am ready to trade this life I have for a better life that is in you to give me. Say, Lord, take this life. Give me that better life, that glorious life that is in you for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I am ready to trade this life for a better life that is available for me in you. Lord, take this life. Give me the life that is in you. The best life that is in you. The beautiful life that is in you. The victorious life that is in you. Give me that life. Thank you, Lord. The glorious life that is in you. The prevailing life that is in you. That life full of strength and victory and wisdom that is in you. That life that is full of success and grace and prosperity. Lord, I want that life. I lay down this life to receive that life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. Then we'll round off the session. It says that those that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. Yeah. You might wonder. You might wonder why God would be moving in a large would be moving in an auditorium full of large congregation, and some people will be receiving blessings and miracles, and some will not be receiving. Yeah, the question is God partial? No, God is not partial. Yeah, is it that God hates those ones that are not receiving miracles? No. The reason is because some have sown and some have not. Yeah, some have qualified for the miracle and some have not qualified. Yeah, because they have not done what heaven is expecting of them. You're going to pray. It's possible that you have not yet done what will qualify you for a miracle you have prayed for since last year. It's possible that you have not done what will qualify you for that miracle. And God is not being wicked. It's just that God has a divine principle of sowing and reaping. So you're going to pray that you're going to say, Father, help me to do sacrifices that are important for me to receive the blessings I am already due for. So Lord, help me to do sacrifices that are important for me to receive the blessings I am already due for. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray, someone help me to do sacrifices. Yeah, some of you, since we have been talking about fasting, you have never fasted. And when you fast, you just do it, you know, sluggishly, and then you just leave it there. Yeah, you don't do it the way it should be done. And then you want God to do a miracle. When God is waiting for you to do the sacrifice properly, talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to do sacrifices that are very important to receiving the blessings I am already due for. So when you take God serious, God will take you serious. But when you don't take God and the things of God serious, He will not take you serious. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to do sacrifices that are very important to receiving the blessings that I am already due to receive. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Yeah, another thing I have discovered is that some people have been deceived to think they have done enough of sowing. Now, whereas they have not even done anything, they are looking for rewards when they have not done enough of sacrifices. Yeah, some people feel like God, you know, once in a week, I do evangelism. I go out to preach the gospel. So God, I want the rewards of going out for evangelism. Yeah, and God is just looking at them laughing. Yeah, because they only go out once in a week. And maybe they do evangelism, they preach the gospel on the streets. Maybe they do that for 2 hours or 3 hours. And then they are looking for a reward that is made for doing evangelism, not once in a week, but maybe 4 or 5 times in the week, or every day in the week, or I don't know. I'm just giving you an example that some people, they are looking for a reward that is not, how will I say it in English? A reward that does not match their sacrificial level. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So people are looking for a divine reward that does not match up. Yeah, that is not proportional to their level of sacrifice. So they did only little, and they think the little is enough to get a big reward from heaven. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. So you have to do everything you do for God. You have to do it enough. You have to do it with the whole of your mind, with the whole of your heart, and you have to do it the way it should be done for you to get the reward attached to it. So you're going to pray for your son. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart of understanding and wisdom that will sow properly so that I can reap bountifully. Give me a heart that is wise enough to sow properly so that I can reap bountifully. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, give me a heart that is willing to sow enough. Yeah. I believe in doing sacrifices till I am exhausted, till I am tired. I believe in serving God till I have no strength anymore to do it. That's what I believe in. I don't believe in just doing something little for God and then do other things for myself. I don't believe that. I believe in doing things for God with everything I have, till all that I have and all that I am is fully exhausted. That is how I serve God. Yeah, and that is how God will also reward me. He will reward me without limit. Yeah, because you can see how I serve Him. So talk to God. So Lord, give me a heart that is wise. A heart that is wise enough to sow properly into your kingdom so that I can reap bountifully.